Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to talk about. I'm Ben Mandelker, and joining me today is the one, the only, Mr. Ronnie Karam. Hi, Ronnie. How are you?
Well, hello, Benuni.
Hi. Are you excited to talk about some Below Deck adventure today?
I sure am, and I'll tell you before we even start, we don't tolerate that on this boat.
That's calls for immediate termination. I'm in a weird place today. I'm not going to lie. I don't know how to deal with the idea of an asshole not failing upwards on Bravo. I don't know how to feel about like someone doing something really heinous with all sorts of like racially charged undertones to it and like getting fired right away on Bravo.
And not getting a spinoff.
I'm like, has Bravo jumped the shark?
I know. Someone getting fired when they actually deserve to be fired. Crazy.
So weird. I don't even know what to do. Like, should we still do this podcast? I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, shit, we'll be fired by the end of this. Fair firings on Bravo are here. Okay, we're out of here.
Yeah, Captain Carey. Captain Carey just laying the smackdown. Captain Carey, I mean, our stern badass of a Bravo is Captain Lee. And Captain Carey just made Captain Lee look like, you know, like a frog going up a wheelbarrow in the middle of a hailstorm, if you know what I'm saying. Don't know what you're saying.
I look like a dick in a tutu at a tap dance competition when I was 13. God damn it.
Captain Carey just came in and I was shocked. He just came in and did that to Kyle. He's like, I'm going to give you a subtle lashing and then I will offer you your resignation.
Yeah. He's wow. A strong little thumb.
Strong thumb. Yeah.
I love
that. It was amazing. So anyway, before we get into that, just a reminder that you can join us on patreon.com/watchforcrappens to get the full Crappens experience. If you support us, depending on the level you support us at, you'll get access to our weekly bonus episode. You'll get access to Crappens on Demand, which is when we turn our cameras on. You can watch us podcasting. You get access to our Discord server and many other things. And by the way, big shout out to all our premium and super premium sponsors out there. Hey, of course, make sure you always listen to the end of the show where we give them all their big and much deserved shout outs. So yeah, come join us on Patreon. Our bonus episode last week was a real doozy because Ronnie told a really amazing tale about a missing dog and his Ring doorbell. And I'm just telling you, listen to it because it's an amazing story.
I'm going to tell it again on the Moth podcast. Can you believe that?
I can't. Really? Oh, that's the one you're going to tell?
I'm so excited. Yeah.
That's amazing.
On the Moth. Because, you know, it's very, I don't have a very good memory. So that just happened. So I can just dig that one out. But yeah, I'm going to do the Moth in December. I'm super excited here in Austin. So I'll announce like the date and the tickets and all that. But it's going to be at the Paramount here in Austin. So I'm super excited. So come see it.
That's fantastic. The Paramount's like that's like the big theater, right? Right there on Congress.
Yeah, it's where we played in the stateside at the Paramount.
Yeah. Well, congratulations. I wish I could be there to see it, but hopefully, everyone who's around there can go and represent the Crappens Army for you.
I'll be FaceTiming you from the microphone. Be like, Ben. Here we go. It's the Moth. But today is Below Deck Adventure. So let's just get right into this. This is called the Norwegian Tussle. I never knew that I didn't know how to spell Norwegian until this title. And I kept spelling it wrong. And I was like, how am I spelling this wrong?
How
it's
are you
N-O-R-W-I-E-G-I-N.
Norwegian? Wait a second.
I'm a literal idiot. Okay. And I kept doing it. You know how I can't figure it out? I was like, I'm going to figure this out. I'm going to just delete it and spell it again. Maybe it's because I didn't capitalize it, you know? Nope, I'm just like insanely stupid.
Wait, did you add the I? Wait, did you say you added the I after the W?
I added an I after the W, yes. I-E-G.
Ronnie, it is a team culture up in Norway. There's no I in Norwegian. Except at the last part. After the Except the last part. Last part. The point is you put the team first and then you come towards the end. Have you considered telling this story as the part of the moth also?
I'm never leaving the moth. I'm just going to show up every day. Hey, guys, you know how to spell Norwegian? I don't. Let me tell you about it.
Yeah, I've definitely learned how to spell things from Below Deck. But they also, by the way, they have a good number of typos that make it on screen, too. So, you know, for all, you know, you never know. You could have been spelling it right all this time. But in this case, you weren't. But, you know, you don't know. I would say...
I appreciate you fumbling all over your damn self to try and make me feel slightly better, but it's not necessary. No,
I was like, I don't know where I'm landing on this. I'm like, wait, I've learned so many things from the way they spell things, but they often get things wrong, so I shouldn't rely on them. Case closed.
Well, I'm an idiot. That's how we're opening. So it's the final day of charter, and we're cutting between Captain Carey talking to Bosun, who for some reason I can't remember that his name is Lewis.
Lewis.
And, Kyle, who is still doing squeegee shots, squeege skis, or what would you call those kinds of shots?
Like a squeege ski, squeege ski, shot, squeege she,
shot
squeege,
ski,
she, but wouldn't she, it, Sheena, shishu, shishu shots,
corner.
So he's something like that. Yeah, but it's called a shot ski, right? So you would have a shot and then the thing
is shot squeegee, on. That's what it is. Shot squeegee, shot squeege, shot squeege. I would say shot squeegee, I would do the full thing.
Okay. I mean, it takes off
the Shotsky part.
Syllables,
you know. Yeah, yeah, but I feel like it paints a more accurate picture.
You're choosing accuracy over syllabic.
Shot squeege. I guess you could just shot squeege. It's just like it gets harder. You start. I feel like the more I say shot squeege, the closer I start saying Shaw squad.
Oh, what about me? What about my squeegee?
Coming up later this week. So, so he's doing those stupid shots. And every time they cut to him, he's just more of an ass. It starts with him like, yeah, some shots. And then it cuts to him going, and then it cuts to him being like, hey, anybody know how to do an air guitar? Anybody know how to do a leg guitar? Air guitar on your leg? It's like an air guitar, but it's on your leg. Woohoo! Yeah!
I know. Like, then the next time we cut to him, he's just doing like a full on Kenny Chesney impersonation. My red solo cup. You're like, what is happening over there?
So Captain Carey is telling Lewis, he's like, Coyle, who's been flirting with the girls in front of the geests, and Orr won't have it. And then it cuts to Kyle like, squeegee, 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 squeegee.
Yeah, he's a disaster. By the way, I meant to say Toby Keith, not Kenny Chesney. I apologize to all the country fans who I accused Kenny Chesney of having a song about a red solo cup. That, of course, was the luminary vision of Toby Keith, one of Vicki Gunvalson's favorite musicians.
Well, listen, Texas is Southerners are in no place to complain today. I think all of us just have to be quiet and take what's coming to us, myself included.
No. So Carey, so
like, no, we'll get there.
No, don't be ridiculous. Don't be ridiculous, Ronnie.
So the captain's like, I need you to keep an eye on him very closely. Very, very close. Is he faking his accent? Because we've heard a lot of accents on this show. This is definitely the most Robin Leachy of all of them.
It's like the most Crocodile Dundee, I would say. Like I think he's like literally about to pull out a machete. He's like, next time he does that to anyone, say, that's not a knife. This is a knife.
Yeah, I'd believe it. I wouldn't be shocked at that unmasking if one day he came out and he was like, oh, thanks for having me on Watch What Happens Live, Andy. Love to be here. God, you have a lot of books on that shelf. Do you know all those authors? Did you read all of those books?
Wow, Andy.
You know, it's really been an honor first getting to play Crocodile Dundee and then to come back and be a yacht person. But, you know, I will say it's hard, you know, because I really enjoyed working with Linda Kozlowski on Crocodile. But, you know, this new group, they're good. They're good.
On Crocodile.
Yeah, you know who calls it Crocodile. Don't you hate when people abbreviate the projects they're on? They call it like that. Like, oh, well, I remember it was 1984 if I was working on Crocodile. Linda Kozlowski had just walked out of a trailer and said, wow, she is a knockout.
So the captain tells him to keep an eye on Kyle. And so then the guest, the gross one, well, the grossest one, is like, yeah, you know, wait. Oh, no, I wrote Guy, I think, meaning Lewis. You probably said that. Because I didn't know Lewis's name at first. Oh, and for people who are pointing out that we were getting names wrong last week, of course we are. It's Below Deck, okay? It's going to take us 2 months to get this shit right.
Yeah, well, and on top of that, I'm sorry. Of course we're going to get everyone's names wrong, because Nathan, Kyle looks like a Nathan, because he looks like Nathan from Real World Seattle, kind of. So Kyle looks like Nathan. Nathan could be a Kyle. Lewis definitely looks like a Michael, and Michael definitely looks like a Lewis. And Carrie, honestly, looks like a Peter, and Casey looks like a Carrie. So, like, it's all a disaster. I don't know who Peter is.
I feel like Lewis looks like a Peter. Or a, like a...
He might be a James. He looks like a James.
A James, yes. James, maybe that's because I could remember. Lewis is too weird. It's not a weird name. It's just for him... I don't know. Why do I express?
He's not a Lewis.
He's not a Lewis, right? Wonder if he made it.
He's not. He really isn't a Lewis. And I think the reason why he looks like a James is because of what we said last week, which is that he's got pre-James Corden eyes. Like, he's going to grow into a James Corden.
He's got full James Corden head to toe, I think, coming up. coming up on season 5 of Below Deck Adventure.
Just the bosun yelling at the chef about egg yolks.
Yeah, like they've thrown his little sea monkey pellet into the water, and by season 5, it's going to grow into James Corden.
What a disaster. What a terrible hook. This season on Below Deck Adventure, welcome your bosun, James Corden. All right, I want all of you to sit down. I'm about to do carpool karaoke with Gloria Estefan.
Egg yolks only, you stupid, stupid garbage person. So he's talking to Lewis. He's saying, keep your eye on Kyle. And Lewis is like, it's been said to me before, I need to be stricter, but I'd rather be nice than an absolute bastard to work for, because I didn't enjoy my first boat. It made me almost leave yachting. I need to find a balance. I was like, whoa, rewind. I don't give a shit about your balance, okay? Here's what I want to hear. I want to hear stories about your hair gel journey, because it's intense. And I want to hear what happened on that boat.
Yeah.
I need to hear. Were you bullied?
Also, the most James Corden thing that he could say is, oh, I'd rather be nice to people than an absolute bastard to work for. Get me a new omelette!
So then, let's see. He goes up to Kyle and what? Go ahead.
No, you're right.
I get a little shuffled here because the way I was rewinding, it seemed to kind of shuffle the scenes. So in the beginning, I'm a little shuffled.
It's okay. We're gonna give you some shuffle space. it was weird, and also honestly, the version that I was watching, the screener that I was watching, was having some playback issues, so sometimes I'd press play and it actually had moved forward.
Oh my god, thank you. That was happening to me too. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, and then I would type the scene. I'm like, wait, but how am I like 13 minutes into this? You know? So I would go back and I learned you have to press the rewind 6 times and then it got me back to where I was. That's the magic number for me. How about you?
Yeah, it was about that too. But like, clearly, it's not that you were shuffled, it's that you were presented shuffled content. So it's not your fault. It's not your fault, Ronnie. It's not your fault.
I'd rather take the blame for shuffling the content incorrectly than being a bastard to those who actually did it.
So, so the guests are going to be leaving. So then we, you skipped over a very important scene. This is what I'm trying to say here, which is that we're now in the galley and Faye walks in and she's like, do you know if we have any stain removing spray? And then Casey's like, I'm not sure. And then there's like a clunk and Casey gasps and they turn around and a rolling pin has fallen off of who knows what, because we didn't see where the rolling pin came from or where it fell from. But they're like, that could have killed me, a rolling pin. I'm like, that is so below deck to have a big, heavy rolling pin just dangling from the ceiling on
one
a
of those
boat.
Marble. Yeah, one of those fucking marble ones. And then just passed by. It's like, oh, death by rolling pin. Yeah, it's something that happens. Stupid fucking morons. That's all we need.
These things happen, stupid Americans.
I'm not American.
Well, you might as well be.
Facially, you are. That's all that counts. Get back to it.
Get back to it, Beverly de Griffiths. Hello.
Yeah, you see, syllables matter. Beverly de Griffith Joe.
No, Joe? Beverly de Griffith. Hello.
Beverly Dange Griffith.
Melanie D'Angelo. It's much easier.
Yeah, it is much easier. So then Kyle is finally talking to Lewis, and Lewis is like, well, just want you to know the captain's not happy. I need you on board, so please keep the captain happy. Be professional as you can. And then Kyle tells us, I don't mean to start trouble, but I find it. Once we were stranded on this bus at a track meet, so I took over the bus, and I started driving it around in the parking lot. I just love being that country boy. Wild, crazy, let's get it. Yee-yee time. Yeah, it's my vibe. It's my vibe. Yee-yee, let's get it.
What the hell is wrong with this person? This lunatic.
Taking what the fuck over is wrong with this bus driver, too? You're what stranded. Doesn't that mean your bus is broken down? What other kind of stranded is there?
Like, yeah, exactly. Yeah, where? What happened? Where did they get stranded? Who? Like, what missing track stars are there? Who do they have to eat to survive? I don't know. It just sounds crazy. I don't understand this. Well, that's just the country boy in me. I'm like, so is being a country boy mean like you're like a crazy person? I reject this.
I reject this. It's terribly offensive to anybody, especially any Texan watching this. Like, now listen, I'm not saying these types aren't around. Okay. Mm-hmm. Like, stereotypes exist for a reason, but come on, Kyle, do better. Like, but representing, we also have Home Goods. You know what I mean?
Featuring Luke syrup. But you know, the thing that's funny is I feel like Kyle is the type that would call someone like me, like, oh, just some pussy city boy doesn't know the real meaning of life. And it's like, well, but you're saying you're a country boy who got stranded in a bus and then decided doing donuts with the bus in the parking lot. I was like, wait, why is that a better alternative to me being a pussy city boy?
You're both wrong. Okay, Kyle and Ben.
I'm just saying, I just love when people say things like that, like, oh, stupid city dweller. You know what I do? I got wasted and I jerked off in the eye of an octopus and I threw it off an edge because that's just the country boy in me. I'm like, wait, that's supposed to be like somehow better than me being like an abject pussy from the city?
Yeah, I feel like he would like call me the F word, but then also ask for a blowjob drunk at the end of the night.
Yes.
100%.
Yes.
And I would do it because I'm that kind of trash.
It's really hot. I'm just a very country hot boy, all right? You're just a country boy. That's what you do. Yee yee vibes. Yee-yee. More like skeet skeet vibes.
So then Lewis, what a wuss, Lewis. I cannot stress enough what a wuss this guy is. So he's like,
he's like a city dweller.
He's a what?
He's like a city dweller.
I know. Read a book. Read a book. Why don't you go back to reading your books? Hey, I know one thing he's got in his pocket. Bookmark. All right.
Enjoy reading your books at a Starbucks next to the queers.
Enjoy voting. So,
enjoy Subways. Now, I don't mean the sandwiches.
So Lewis is like, well, between me and you, I need to pick a lead deckhand soon, And you're the obvious choice. I mean, look at you. Yeah, look at me. He's like, you need to set a good example, though, and all we need to do is iron out the kinks. Ironing? What do I look like? It's Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve.
I don't do none of those kinks no matter what anyway, okay? I like my sex the old-fashioned way, with a horse or with a lady. So Lewis is like, you know, I'm dangling the carrots so that way Kyle will be a little bit more professional. I'm like, Lewis, he does not respond to dangling carrots. It would have to be a jellyfish.
Yeah, he's not eating carrots. He's probably like, damn, vegan.
I know. By the way, what about Kyle makes him the obvious choice? Because he, like, understands what an anchor is. Kyle is actually, like, he is the one who has puffed up his own knowledge, but we haven't actually seen that he knows significantly more than everyone else. He just talks like he does. He's like, hey, they don't know what they're doing. Like, it took them 10 minutes to talk about an anchor, but I know how to talk about an anchor in 2 minutes. It's like, that doesn't make you qualified.
Right. Because I think Lewis is kind of one of those soft guys who just, you know, I mean, I guess the modern term for it, I'm embarrassed to say it, but he's a beta. Okay. He's like one of those guys who's just waiting for like the popular aggressive person to like him. You know, and he's going to do whatever he can to whoever's the most aggressive, or for whoever's the most aggressive, to be well-liked by, like, the, you know, the stereotypical man.
I don't understand this concept whatsoever, Ronnie. I've never had any life experience like this.
You stop.
I'm like, unfamiliar.
Why is he so
with
quiet?
I'm unfamiliar.
Is it beta?
I'm unfamiliar with this concept of being a beta.
I love you. The only way you're a beta is that you are fabulous, like in your draperies. You're
are you going to compare me to a beta fish? Clothes. Are you comparing like me to a beta fish? Beta fish is spelled differently than beta, like beta person. Beta fish.
Not in my mind. Hey, did you hear how it's spelled Norwegian?
Hi. Hey, that's just the country in me. I spell beta fish with one T.
Yeah. I'm talking about the Norwegian beta fish.
There's no I in beta, and that one I have spell checked. 13 players, those beta fish. Fabulous, fabulous beta fish. Hey.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So anyway, this is where Lewis is like, he's like, yeah, it's like, I want to dangle this carrot to make Kyle more professional. And they got to, this is where Kyle is now holding the squeegee formerly used to hold shots. And he's holding it like a rifle and he's just shooting at imaginary things off the side of the boat.
He's pretending to like shoot ducks off the side of the boat. You know that game that used to be in the arcade, like Duck Hunter.
Duck Hunt?
Whatever it was called. Duck Hunt.
Oh, yeah, there's like the modern version, but like Duck Hunt is my go-to.
So like a machine gun?
That stupid dog.
Oh.
I know the one you're talking about is not Duck Hunt. The one you're talking about is the one where you go. That's the one that's like, I feel like is a little too aggressive for Dave and Buster's, because everything at Dave and Buster's is like Mega Man and Super Mario Smash and like silly this alien invasion and kill the duck with this realistic rifle. Wow.
Yeah.
Kill that deer.
And Kyle's wow. The guy in the Dave and Buster's playing way too hard Duck Hunt. You know, you're like, oh my God, calm down. It's Duck Hunt. And he's like, take it, motherfucker. Yeah.
I'll tell you what game he's not playing at Dave and Buster's. Trivia.
Silly boy. So,
that's for city people only. With our books. And our ivory towers.
But is there a more trivial pursuit than Duck Hunt? Let's think on that for a moment.
That's me doing the music when you miss the duck and the dog laughs at you.
Yeah.
Over and over again.
So, yeah, he's playing Duck Hunt off the side. And Kyle's like, yeah, I know my flaws. I'm just me. That's the thing. I'm just me. With his little Beavis face. And Lewis is like, well, currently I wouldn't make Kyle lead that hand, but yeah, you know, dangle that carrot. he just needs to calm down a little. And then Kyle's like, y'all ever seen leg guitar? You ever seen it?
From the people who brought you Tommy by the Who, it's now Dummy by the What? Sorry, everyone. I apologize.
Tommy? What is going on?
I know.
Who Tommy? See me. Oh,
so you could. So you can put an I in Norwegian, but I can't reverse Tommy's the Who, which makes of course no sense.
I don't need to spell. I'm gonna star in Tommy. National.
I'm Pinball Wizard. But then, on top of that, while he's doing his guitar solo, the one of the guests goes, hey, do you think you can kick that canopy? There's like a canopy that's like overhead, like it's like 9 feet above them. He's like, I'm going to try. And he tries to do like a big kick to kick the canopy that he clearly cannot reach. I'm like, what are you trying to do? Like, what is wrong with you?
And Lewis just sees him and sighs. And Kyle's like, I just fought my hammy, everybody. I fought my hammy. Right? So then we go to Mike, who's still there somehow. And he's like, me being green and Nathan being green, I'm just like, I'm a little nervous to dock. You know, I just hope it works out and I don't make mistakes. Okay, well, thanks for stopping by, Mike. Okay?
Yeah.
That's all I need to hear till the end of this episode.
Can't wait for the deckhand who's actually like, oh, can't wait to dock. Should be a breeze. Do this all the time.
Yes, it's docking time. We're doing it.
They're all so petrified. So then meanwhile, Casey and Ariana are like downstairs and they're kind of like sorting out their epaulets, which are the things on their shoulders, the stripes and everything. And I think that like Casey gives Ariana an epaulet that's just like a single stripe, which is below her. And so Ariana's like, Casey's like, oh, here are your epaulets. But in her like fake fucking accent, but my boat contract says I'm supposed to be a second stew and that there were supposed to be some stilts for me and my epaulets only have one stripe. So there's clearly some miscommunication.
Yeah, I've only got like one stilt on each arm, which is a problem. That's a problem.
Yeah, they only gave me those like little bucket stilts, you know, where it's just like little pails with straps.
Practice stilts.
I am actually contractually obligated to have full stilts.
Trainer stilts.
Full Renaissance fair stilts.
Okay, so Ariana does this thing. Okay, I just don't like her right away, right? Like, she's just one of those. I'm like, shut up. But here's why I think. She does the thing where she straightens up her head, like she straightens her neck and like kind of points her chin down and then shakes her head really fast, like a bird who got a droplet of water on its head. That's how she talks. It makes me crazy. So I'm like, okay, so I'm supposed to have two stripes, but then this girl with her fake accent. We have to do a video at least once of Below Deck Adventure so I could do it, because I literally stopped the TV and started doing it like a little parakeet shaking water off of its head.
I mean, that sounds adorable, to be honest. I think that, but I totally see what you're saying. We'll do a video next week. How about that?
Okay, thanks.
It'll be an adventure video.
adventure.
I've never had a sister. I have a sister in Lowell, but I did not grow up with a sister. And so, but I'm definitely getting sister vibes from her. I feel like, is she like the typical younger sister or the middle sister who's like very frustrated by things? So she runs off to the circus and then complains about everyone around her. Isn't that what sisters do? Is that what sisters do?
I'm getting like a Diane Chambers vibe from her from Cheers, where she's like working in the same bar as everybody else, but she's acting all snotty. You know, that's the vibe I get from her.
Not expecting that, but I love that, especially since she is from the Boston area. She's from Cambridge. So that really works out well.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Where everyone forgets your name. So then the captain is telling the boys, you know, telling them to do lines. And Mike's like, I'm not sure if I'm okay. Okay, that's enough from you, Mike. Nothing else till the end of the recap. Or don't stand for it.
Listen, the stakes are higher when you're docking. New crew, new boat, new marina, new environment, new rolling pin because the old one fell off. New sheet pan, it burned.
New stakes. You found them? Not yours. Go back inside, parakeet head.
new letter I and the word Norwegian.
If they don't do their job properly, I look like a clown. I was in the circuit. Go back inside, parakeet head.
I can speak with authority about what looks like a clown. I don't want to hear it, stilt face. So
stilt face. Also, I love that we have two people from circuses in this edition of Below Deck. I think that's a first.
Wait,
we've got the stilt walker, Ariana, and then we've got, yeah, I wanted to be a bull rider, but I ended up becoming the clown. And then we see a picture of Kyle the rodeo clown.
Honestly, we just needed Leanne Locken in the galley or something. Like, and I worked in a carnival. Together we make rodeo carny and rodeo carny and circus.
I may be a carny kid, but don't play games with me. One of the best Housewives lines of all time.
Of all time.
So the guests are like, wow, that guy used a squidgy shot. That was amazing. That's so creative. And now they're using that same squidgy to clean the deck. Whoa, that's effort. Make out with her. Make out with Casey. Yeah. Hey, pin Casey into a corner. Stick your tongue down her throat. Yeah.
And then there is this weird moment where Nathan and they're all like changed into their whites and everything. And so Nathan is near Faye and she's like, And he says, oh, you know, you look really good in your uniform. She goes, oh, and look at you with your gold on. You're like Mr. T. literally looks nothing like Mr. T, except that he has a piece of gold jewelry on and he's black.
A gold chain. You're lucky Kyle's here, ma'am. You're lucky Kyle's here.
That would it's have like gone Barack over Obama on... over here.
I mean,
for crying out loud.
Below deck is really like walking through landmines, you know? Every single edition of it. So Kyle watches on annoyed. He's like, oh, look at him talking to her. Yeah, he thinks he's so great talking to somebody. So then Oriana is lugging up a suitcase with Casey, and she's like, shouldn't the boys be doing this? And Faye's like, you girls do it better. Stop complaining. You've already missed about 12 hours of work, you.
Mm-hmm. So then they're approaching the port, and Carrie is Carrie comes in. He keeps him like, he's like honking so hard. Like literally the only boats in this port, there's like some rowboats. There's maybe a tugboat. And he's acting like he's coming into Monte Carlo. Just honking the horns. Clear all the yachts out of the way. I'm like, this is a fishing town. You're not even supposed to be here right now.
One of the guests is like, why is he honking? And the other guest is like, yeah, he said he was going to practice. So I guess this is his practice day with the horn. Is it working? It's working. They're working now. It was always working, sir.
Those poor Norwegians. They're like, we're just trying to be cute over here on land, and you're ruining it. So they're approaching, but as they approach the dock, all of a sudden, huge issue. The power goes out. It's the boat's malfunctioning.
So are they just buying all these boats off Craigslist? Where are these boats coming from?
I know. Ever since Below Deck Sailing, they're like, wait a second. It's better if we have shitty boats.
Let's have the boat crash into the dock every year.
Yeah, I know, for crying out loud. This is every season now, the boat loses power. So because they're having engine failure, the deckhands have to kind of do it with the people who are on the dock. So it's like a lot of pandemonium. Carrie's like, Ron, I need someone deckhand on the bow. Run. Oh, I need someone to run. Hurry up. And so they're like throwing a lot of lines, and there's throwing. And at one point, there's like a splash because Nathan threw a line, but it landed in the water, which is like the biggest no-no for deckhands for reasons we're still not fully aware of. Well, I guess it could get tangled in the machine. Well, yeah, but people was like, I'm so embarrassed. I didn't get it to the dock. I'm like, it's fine. Just do it again.
Oh, yeah, no. It's just very embarrassing. Totally. As someone who can't throw or catch, I totally get it. And every time I see them gearing up to do that rope, I'm like, oh! You know, it's like if you ever throw keys at me, I just freeze. And the key kind of hits my boob and just falls to the ground. And then I start sweating because I'm so embarrassed.
Yeah,
I'm like, but why didn't you even try? Like, most people have reflexes. I'm like, I don't have reflexes.
I know. I throw my hand up. I do this weird thing, like, to catch the keys where I turn away, but I put my hand up hoping that, like, it just lands in my palm and I clutch all at once.
Yeah, I can't even like try to juggle. Have you ever tried to learn to juggle? Like I throw something up and then I just freeze and it like hits me in the head. Like I can't.
Juggling, I don't understand how people do it.
Yeah,
it's hard. Yeah, it's terrible.
So the captain's like, yeah, lines. The lines are the most important thing. And if somebody doesn't get that line across, I'm relying on my crew to get that line across. And then we hear a splash. And Kyle's like, oh, come on, man. Don't throw it like that. What the hell's wrong with you? Give it to me, Nathan. Just give it to me. God, get out of here, Nathan. And he tells us, Nathan, just don't get it. And Nathan's like, you could have let me do it. You don't have to rush me like that. And he's like, it is a rush, boo. Okay? We don't have an engine. Okay, boo.
Yeah, he's being totally condescending, you know? Like, and just the way he talks about Nathan, he's like, Nathan, just don't get it. You know? Like, he talks as if Nathan is some, like, derelict who's not paying attention and doesn't want to pay attention, is doing the bare minimum. And all he does, he just didn't get it. He didn't throw it as far as it needed to be. And he's being just a total asshole.
Yeah, he's a monster. He's a monster, this guy.
A monster.
So then Kyle takes the rope and he throws it across and, you know, it makes it. And so the captain's like, good job, everybody. Made me proud. On your right, you'll see the boat of Madonna, a super pop star of the 80s and beyond. Welcome to Life Stars of the Rich and Famous.
Yeah. So they, everyone is... Yeah, they're all docked. And then Captain Carey tells us, that docking was absolute mayhem, but it gave me so much faith in my guys, especially Kyle. What could possibly go wrong here? Yeah. So then this guy, Tony, the chief engineer, because we didn't get the whole, like, this is Tony and this is Ronnie, you know, like, they didn't give, by the way, I just made you one of the chief engineers. But,
could you imagine? We would have crashed, definitely.
So that we meet
like, Tony. Have you tried hitting the engine? That's all you have to do is a broken hit it. I got a screw gun.
You're just putting a Ring doorbell in the bridge and just telling him what to do from New York.
Yeah. But the engineer comes up and he's like, one martini came loose. And I'm like, oh my God, this is a drama.
Yeah.
Where'd the martini go? Get the martini back.
Well, yeah, apparently a thing fell off. And so he put it back on and he put some thread fastener or something. He fixed it. He basically fixed the piece that fell off of the yacht that caused the entire yacht to stop working. So,
yeah, he fixed it like a shower head. He's like, I just put some of that screw tape on there. I was like, yes, engineer. So then it's goodbye time. And the guest's like, hey, thanks for everything, dudes. This was like the best. God, I wish we could be having a drink right now. God, I need a drink in my hand. But Kyle, God damn it, I love you, Kyle. And he like humps Kyle's leg.
He gives Kyle a very long kiss on the cheek, and then Captain Curry says, that guy, the primer, he's like, well, you know, it's hard for us because you're our favorite charter guest. And the guy goes, ha, charter number one. I get it. It's like, yes sir, yes, that's the point. That was the point of the
using
joke.
A dad joke on the dad. So they leave, and then Oriana, we just everyone starts cleaning and getting ready for the tip meeting or whatever, and it just cuts to Oriana, and she's like, yeah, I'm pretty nervous to sleep because like I don't want my stomach to start hurting. It's like, oh, this fucking this lady, the whole time she's going to be doing this, the whole freaking season, I guarantee you she's one of those.
Yeah, she will be. And then Kyle's like, God, so now Kyle's talking to Lewis. So here's another reason why I really don't like Kyle, because he is such an underminer. Like, he always is running to authority to complain about Nathan. And so if I even hear about Kyle being mad that Nathan went to the captain about any of this stuff, I'm gonna be like, sir, you're the one who's actually been tattling on Nathan for the past two episodes. And so he's like, God, Nathan is such an attitude person, bro. And Lewis is like, attitude? I think he's just nervous. It's like, no, it's an insecurity. And he definitely didn't make the heaven line when we lost it. I mean, I took it. I was like, bro, give it to me. But he was like bitching at me for taking it from him. And I'm like, bro, we don't have any engines. Just drop your ego, bro.
Yeah, and Lewis is like, well, he'll get used to it. He's like, well, he will. But for fuck's sakes, man, for fuck's sakes. Yeah, undermine. So then we go to a meeting, and Kyle, who's, you know, clearly troubled, is like, oh, champagne. Yeah, champagne. So then they all get their little cheers in, and pour for Kyle, and they give him the glass, and goes, oh, I got the big head, huh? Fits my personality perfectly.
Yeah. It just cuts to Jess and Nathan glaring at him, just like, this piece of trash. Rolling pin should have fallen on his head.
Well, no one ever accused a rolling pin of having decent aim. the captain's like, great first charter. Appreciate the food with limited supplies, chef. Now, bosun, I lost my engine, but everyone did their job perfectly. Except for that one. And Fry, you had a stressful interior, but fantastic job there, Fry. Now, there's been some issues on the boat. Some people saw this as their vacation. This is a guest vacation, not yours. I was like, that's it? That's all you're going to say? After that harassment in the cave? I need more, sir.
Yeah. And so then he tells us, All right, now it's time to let's take off the training wheels. The first chart is down. We're gonna take off the training wheels. You get to use the excuse new crew on the boat one time. Okay. So now everyone look at the big brick on the table. It's a nice table at heart. Well, guess what? It's $20,000. Yeah, go at it. All right.
So then we get my favorite part of the show: cleaning dance music. It's like, some people wiping things down. And then Nathan and Mike are talking, and Nathan's like, so what's love life like, man? And Mike's like, last time I had a relationship was in high school. I really enjoy being single. Like, why not? Am I right? And he's like, well, you ever heard the saying, I belong to the streets? I belong to the streets.
Mike's
like, is that Mr. T down there?
That Mr. C, I hear them. Love that show. Love that show. There is no I in team, but there is an A. So they're all getting ready. They're getting dressed up for dinner. And Faye's like put on a whole black outfit. So Kyle goes, Faye, my God, girl, I wish I was dead because you're coming to my funeral. Shit. I'm like, well, I know you were trying to give a compliment, but you realize that you're saying, God, you're so hot that when I'm dead, I hope you come to my come to my funeral where I won't be able to look at you because I'll be dead. But I guess other people will be able to look at you, and then that people will be like, wow, he knew a hot person.
Don't try to make sense of Kyle. I mean, he's just dumb as a can of ear. And he's like, hey, you're going to come to my funeral. Also, the day that he gets fired, which I thought was funny. Well, the episode where he gets fired. So he's like, yeah, oh, look, shit's all in white. We got the best of both worlds here. Hmm? Yeah, I don't know if I want to sin or go to heaven.
Jess is like, well, I know one thing we can agree on. We want you both to die right now.
So then they go out. They're walking around the marina. And they're like, oh, my God, isn't it so pretty? And someone's like, doesn't it remind you of Hogwarts? Lewis, ain't that your school? Lewis, yeah.
Lewis is like, I don't know what you're talking about. I want an omelet with all yolks, please. So then,
I don't want to be a Hufflepuff.
Well, look at this. The sorting hat is here, and it sorted me out an all yolk omelet.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So then we get a shot of something very weird. The captain on the phone with his significant other. That does not happen very often on this show.
I know. I'm like, what happened to your child in Florida or the Philippines?
I know. At first I was like, wow, he's really got a grown-up child. But it's his same girlfriend. And Ganul. And he's like, oh, I've been seeing my girlfriend Ganul for about a year. We worked together quite a few years ago. She was Chief Sue, and she quit after a few months because she didn't like how I ran a boat.
You had to be there. A few years later, a few years later, after we got divorced, we reconnected. And of course, the reconnection had nothing to do with the divorce, nothing at all. And eventually she opened up and she helped me be a better person. And that's pretty special. She'll make me a better person. Ha, wah, wah, wah.
Yeah. So reading between the lines, you cheated on your first boat. So she left. And then you finally got it up to get a divorce and called her. That's what I'm hearing.
But, that's, you know, how I kind of interpreted that.
It's a scandal-ridden world, so I'm always hearing scandal in everything. But he's like, she makes me a better person. Guess what? Sounds exhausting.
I know.
How about you just come as a good person, everybody? That'd be great.
that's what I always say.
This is so, like, not the HGTV of relationships, okay?
It's not the My Lottery dream home of relationships. Like, yeah, you won the lottery. What do you want to spend? Come on, spend more of that money. You're fine.
That guy. Oh, so you want $200,000? I found a house for $5 million. You should do it. Your family can help.
My mom recently announced that she really likes him. I was like, Mom, why do you like that guy? She goes, no, he's very sweet to them. Because, you know, you can see some of them. They, you know, like, they don't know what to do with their money. And he's, you know, he's sweet to them, you know. And I'm like, what are you talking about, Mom? He wants them to spend all their money on a house and lose everything.
Yeah, he wants them to go over every time. And they're not even cute houses.
No.
So then we're at the restaurant with everybody. And as they walk towards the restaurant. They see, you know, like yachts with tables set out. And he's like, oh, wow, it's so cool. They got restaurants on boats and shit.
I'm like, do you know what you work on? Do you know? Are you aware that you were basically working on a floating restaurant with beds? So they go inside to this bar, and Kyle's wearing like his sunglasses inside, and they're in there and they're just like talking to him and asking like if he can ride a mechanical bull. He's like, yeah, I can ride a mechanical bull. Yeah, because I used to be a rodeo clown. I had my own barrel and everything. I had to distract the bull. And you know, and then his sob story. My mom was a professional barrel racer, traveling from rodeo to rodeo, riding on horses. And one horse she got, some lady accused her of stealing it. And that was a long trial and in and out of jail for some lady's white lie that caused us to have a lot of problems and me being alone. It was too tough.
Like, wait a second. A lady's white lie? A lady's white lie of your mom stealing a horse? What kind of white lie is that? Like, she kind of stole it. She kind of took it. Maybe she thought it was hers. She just thought it was hers. It's a big deal. That's not a white lie. Your mother stole a horse. Okay.
What sort of Dickensian story is he trying to weave here? Just a little boy in his own barrel. He literally has his own barrel. I got my own barrel. He's a little boy in his own barrel, and his mom has a horse, and some Miss Havisham accuses his mom of stealing a horse. Based on the way Kyle turned out, I'm going to side with the lady. The lady who accused his mom of stealing the horse.
Yeah, you're like, I don't even know who this lady is, but I'm on her side. Here's what I think happened, reading between the lines. I think Kyle stole this lady's horse. And then the mom's like, Kyle, where'd you get that horse? And he's like, I just won it at a barrel contest. And she was like, give me that horse. We're returning that horse. And then the lady sent the police over, and the mom was on it, about to return it. And then she got arrested. She wouldn't ever admit that Kyle was really the one who stole it in the first place.
Wow. The mother, that's real dedication. I think there's actually probably, there's probably some truth to that.
It sounds
that
true,
very
right?
Sad story.
Yeah, it sounds true. So everybody spread it. So Kyle is like, hey guys, yeah, look, I got a picture on my phone. I got a picture on my phone. It's me, 2 years old. And they show him as a little kid. He's, you know, of course, adorable because he's two. And he's like, what is he, like sitting on a saddle or something? And Lewis is like, oh, well, that's fascinating. I want to go square dancing in Texas. Take me to the dirtiest bar with your mates. And I'll say, I'll have rosé.
Again, really supporting our James Corden theory. Really, really supporting it. So then Oriana's then talking about Lewis because she's sort of eyeing him, but she tells us, you know, Lewis is generally not my type at all. He's almost tall. Which I like that characterization of someone who's almost tall.
Like, almost tall. But I do like British accent. And so the waiter, by the way, is hilarious. Yeah. He's so good. He's like, welcome. Welcome. Would you like to look over the specials or would you like me to tell you? We have halibut. Halibut. It's very good. And it's gluten-free for you, chefy chef. You want some halibut gluten-free? I loved him.
Yeah, he was like a young Tim Curry, you know, like a young Tim Curry if Tim Curry's career went towards being like a waiter, or Tim Curry if he were like on the Progressive commercials, you know?
Yeah, I loved him. Talk about commanding a table. And they always tell you, you know, you have to know how to command a table as a waiter. That's how to do it. He's like, hello, here's what we'd like. Would you like to hear it or would you like to read it? It's like, yes.
And he was all excited. He had a whole spiel. And Kyle ruined it. He's like, well, we do have a homemade gin. And then Kyle's like, I'll have some whiskey. You got whiskey? He's like, yes. It's fine. I was going to do a whole thing with coordinated service of pouring the gin all at once. But that's fine.
So then they start asking Casey where she's from. And Casey's like, I'm from Seattle. And Mike's like, I thought you said you were British or something. She goes, no, I didn't say I was British. And like, yeah, you said she was British because she has a British accent. He's like, no, I didn't. I said, is she British? But she is British, right? Is she British? Can somebody ask her right now? Ask the waiter if he can get me a side of is she British. Just please somebody ask her.
And she's like, well, I don't really consider myself American, but my family relocated to Costa Rica, and we've been there for 10 years, and I also have my Finnish citizenship. And Kyle's like, and how do you finish your citizenship? I didn't know something that could be started in the first. I thought you just have it. No, it's my Finnish citizenship. So it's over. You're not a citizen anymore. Are you just like an alien anywhere? You it's Finnish. I'm from Finland. Finland. Okay, so that's a place where you buy fish. Oh, goodness.
She's like, my father was born in Finland, and my mother is Mexican and Dutch. I'm like a true Mutt, but I kind of dig it, though, because I don't want people to just categorize me as a typical American. You know, I'm a nomad, and I don't know where I'm from. You don't know where I'm from. And so that's, like, how it goes. And so Oriana's like, well, I hired her on my boat. So I hired her. And, you know, having a fake accent you didn't have 3 years ago is kind of sketchy. Okay? That's a little.
Yeah. Oriana is going off on Casey in her confessionals, being like, yeah, that's sketchy. She's sketchy, whatever this is. And then it cuts to her cheers. And you're being like, cheers. Love you. Love you. Like, she's so fake.
Yep. And so then they're, you know, cheers to Team Mercury. And Kyle's like, Mazel Tov, Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalakaleha, Sabbat Lakalekum, whatever. Woo, yee, that's what I say. Assalamu alaikum vibes. You know what I'm saying? Whiskey, yeah.
And everyone just looks at him like, not now. So then Lewis sneezes in his shirt. Like, he does that thing where you, like, put the shirt over your nose and sneeze onto your chest. And he goes, what is going on with me? I'm allergic to land.
Like, you know what? And Oriana, who you know is allergic to everything, is like, oh, God, I love some good allergy humor.
Can't wait to get him naked and just be on top of that mucus crusted chest. So
climb him like a a hill, because almost tall.
I don't really have to climb. Mountain? Yeah, and I'm on stilts anyway, so it's more like he has to climb me. I can't wait to descend on him like an escalator to the subway. So Oriana's like, she's like, I've never been like, oh, that guy's cute. Like, let me get him. I would like to learn that. I would like to know how to do that. It's like, well, you could stop by trying to stick your head under his shirt where he just sneezed and giggling.
So the chef's like, oh, it's so nice to have someone cook me a meal for a change. And now Kyle is onto gigantic martinis. And she's like, oh my God, the seventh dirty martini for this one. He's like, should be my 17th. Yeah, yeah. And it falls all over. He spills it all over the table.
Yeah. And Nathan just sees this. And Nathan's like, he basically says, oh, I'm not feeling well. I'm going to go back to the yacht. So he goes back, but he's like, you know, Kyle has shown that he can be super aggressive. So I'm not hanging out for this drunk cowboy to start brawling. I'm out of here. So he is smart. He sees where this is going. And he's like, whatever, I'm going back to the yacht.
Yeah. And if he's treating me like this sober, he's going to totally be looking for me in a couple of seconds. You know,
yep,
he's
trying to make exactly a scene. Right. Yep.
So Kyle's like, well, I'd like to start by apologizing to absolutely fucking nobody. And Mike's like, very classy, very Texas. I was like, oh, my God. Just hate it. I feel my property values going down like every 5 minutes on this show.
So then they decide to go to a bar called Milk. So they walk over and Kyle goes, what up, Milk? About to make this place absolutely lactose intolerant. I'm like, what does that mean? You're going to like be so awful that everyone's going to leave because they can no longer tolerate being in Milk?
He's such an idiot. And everybody's mortified, you know? And he's like, hey, lady with the tray, lady with the tray. Hey, whatever shots they want, all right? Just make a Patron, okay? Girly, though. Girly Patron shots, okay? Hey, y'all, look, got you some shots. That's for y'all. I'm making a toast. I'm glad we came together to make it work. It's not what you're giving. It's what you make of it. And if you can't come in her, come on her.
I just felt so bad for Jess, because Jess already, like, her eyelids are already, like, so they're like at an extreme disdain level. Like, there's a thing with eyelids when they get when eyelids reach a certain part of the eyeball, they're in the prime disdain zone. And like, you could just tell she's like, I don't know what to do. My eyelids are already exactly where they need to be. I cannot put them anywhere else right now.
Oh, and Faye's like, well, maybe he's a nice boy. Never mind. Never mind. So Mike's like, this is awesome. Hey, is this how you guys, you know, who do yachting, is this how you guys live all the time? I mean, you guys kill it, because on cruises, we don't get a day off for 4 months at a time.
Yeah, and Lewis is like, well, I once went 3.5 months without a break or a proper omelet. Anywho, it really helps build up your charter stamina. And Oriana's like, you're what? Your charter stamina. You're what? Charter stamina.
Ow, my stomach. Ow, my stomach. So Lewis is telling us, is this how American girls work? They just pretend they don't know what you're saying and then double over in pain.
And then Kyle is now talking to Casey, and he's like, you're beautiful. I love your lip gloss tonight. Do your parents support you, or do you support yourself? She goes, I support myself. Oh, sometimes? No, all the time. Oh, because I don't want to fucking come from money kind of girl. You know what I'm saying? I want to have a good time. That's why I need you. I need the sort of girl that if she sees a horse in a fence, she said, let's take and we get on and ride into the sunset. Who cares what happens next? Am I right?
Oh, he's so gross. Like, yeah, I need you in my life. I need you. And she goes, well, that's not going to happen. And he just like kisses her neck. And he's like, okay, not a shot then. Well, good thing the Vikings did a good job taking the girls they brought here, because the girls here are out of this world, right? Look at this. Look at this. All these girls. So then he starts just going around and victimizing table after table.
Just exporting horrific American stereotypes to these poor Norwegian ladies.
He's like a sampler dessert tray of disease, you know, just going from table to table. Like, would you like it leaking, scabby, or just a cough until you bleed and die like Nicole Kidman at the end of Moulin Rouge?
I know, like, really just terrible.
Like, when he first started talking to Casey, he goes, yeah, you look real pretty tonight. Like your lip gloss. You've been reapplying?
What? I didn't hear the reapplying part. That's really funny. Hey,
you've been reapplying that lip gloss.
Wow.
You've been reapplying? Yeah, wow.
That's a great line. You've been reapplying your lip gloss?
You've been reapplying? Yeah. You're really staying on top of that lipstick, that lip gloss game, eh, babe? So then Chef Jess and Faye go outside to have a ciggy, and Jess is like, oh, you know, the thing is, yachting is tough, and you've got to have thick skin in yachting. Also, thick bones, because you really never know when a oblong slab of marble is going to come down, trying to knock you in the head.
That reminds me, I've scotch taped my cast iron skillet onto the ceiling to see how long it can land stay there. So just be careful in the galley tomorrow. Never know.
And Faye's like, oh, yes, well, my skin is so thick. I can tell you're tough as well, are you? And she tells us a little bit about herself. And she's like, well, the thing is, it all starts with love, the wrong kind of love. I was in a toxic relationship and I needed to escape, so I fled. I got into a plane and I went to Hong Kong, and I went to New Zealand, Thailand, Dubai. I've been rich, I've been poor. And then I joined the boating industry, and I'm so confident moving into my future.
Yeah, yes. Nothing. I think it's amazing.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, you go.
I was just so excited by that backstory. And then they showed her as a stewardess in the 90s or something, like with big red lipstick. And she looks like a different person, really. But she's like a model, like, here I am about to give you a Diet Coke on an airplane. Take that, mother. So Kyle is doing his ooh, 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 ooh. And Lewis is telling, so Kyle's hitting on ladies at the bar, and he's at a table with two cute ladies, and he's like, oh, oh, oh. And Lewis is like, Kyle is hitting, you know, he's a gentle giant from Texas. They're like, oh.
Like, oh, we've heard of this place. So Kyle's like, hey, you want to come for a swim? You want to come for a swim? You want to do a swim? Hey. Hi. And now he has like dip in his mouth. Somehow he found dip because he has like in his lip, you know? And he's like, hi, what's your Instagram? Follow me. Yeah, follow me. They're like, my Instagram has letters that you won't understand, like O with slash in it. I don't understand that. Exactly.
And so Lewis is hitting on people too. So he brings this lady back to the table and he's like, come join us. And she's like, I'm from the island. And he's like, oh, this is my first time here. You're the first Norwegian I've talked to. And Oriana's like, well, I'm kind of jealous. I mean, she's not that hot, but I'm not really in the mood to watch these guys pick up locals. So I'm out. Bye. And Faye's like, how rude. Picking up women.
Ooh, how rude. She's just basically like doing Full House lines. So, cut it out. Mm-hmm. So, they're all heading back to the boat now. And, Case, they're like, Kyle is, of course, being wasted. And he has all these, he's just trying to, he has these girls. And Casey is like, I got it mixed up. Casey and Oriana have gone back to the boat. Kyle's still at the bar. And Casey and Oriana are in their room. And they're talking about Kyle. And Casey's like, he's got a lot of issues, doesn't he? And Oriana's like, I fucking love him. I'm like, why? What? Why would you love Kyle? This guy is a disaster.
She's so weird. And she's like, yeah, I mean, he's not like harmful. He's just like young. And Casey's like, I can see him getting like super fucked up. He's like a loose cannon. So then back at the bar, Mike's like, uh-oh, Kyle's got one more drink left, and I think he's done. And Kyle's like, oh, yeah, I don't know what, but I'm swimming in something. I don't know what it's going to be, but it's going to be something. If there's water in it, I'm going to swim in it. That's for damn sure. I'm about to swim in something. Yee-yee, motherfuckers.
I don't understand drunk people who like to do this. It's like Storm on Below Deck Med this week also. People who get drunk are like, yeah, I'm going to jump in that water. Why are you – why? Why? Why do you want to do this to yourself right now? This is ridiculous. Yeah. So Lewis is like, well, no, I'm not jumping in the water. It's rather dangerous. But Kyle's now, because now they're at like the on the pier. And so Kyle's now taking his shirt off because he's going to dive in this water that's like 50 degrees, by the way. The water is freezing.
Yeah. And they take Lewis's lady back to the boat. So she's going to come. And the other ones that Kyle was talking to are kind of holding back. But they follow them to the boat, I think, just to see the TV show or whatever. But
yeah.
They just kind of hold back and giggle because this guy's out of it, you know. And so Lewis is like, don't do it. Personally, I don't think it's a good idea to jump in. He's like, fine, I'm going to bed. Right, right, right. Yeah, I'm going to go to bed. I'm going to get on fucking Tinder. So he goes into his room where Nathan is sleeping. And he gets completely naked and lies back on his bed and starts like shooting nude pics of himself. For online, and Nathan's like, oh, Jesus Christ, just let me sleep.
He's literally taking dick pics. Like, he's stretched back, it's like right there, and the flash is going off, and it's like, is he sending those pics to the Norwegian girls? Like, what is he doing? And he's just like fully just doesn't care that like Nathan is up above him. It's crazy.
Yeah, wow. So then the next day, Nathan goes into the bathroom. He's like, oh my God, again, this guy again. Because, you know, he's left a poopy in the toilet or something.
Yeah. So Kyle's like, what up, bro? Because he's like hungover or waking up. And Nathan's like, bro, let me tell you this before. Like, but you keep leaving piss in the toilet. And he goes, I know, bro. He's like, morning, like always flush the toilet though. Always flush the toilet. And Nathan says, I don't want to go into the bathroom, look at your poop, it's like inside the toilet, like leaves piss inside the toilet. Like, this is nasty. So Kyle's like, bro, you trying to tussle, bro? Don't speak to me like that in the morning, bro. Talk to me nicer. Don't talk to me at all. Come in here and settle some shit. If not, stay out there. Keep your mouth shut.
Yeah, I don't want to hurt your pretty little face, bro, all right? You want to come in here and tussle, bro? You better keep your mouth shut. And he's in the bathroom, you know, saying all this stuff to Nathan. And Nathan's like, don't talk to me like that, bro. And he's like, oh, yeah, I want to tussle? Come get a piece, bitch. Like, Jesus.
Yeah, it was very uncomfortable to watch because, like, we've seen, like, you know, guys on Below Deck, you know, start, you know, getting all, like, aggressive with each other. We've seen guys start to fight or whatever, or they get drunk and they brawl or they get moody. We've seen that before, but this was definitely had a vibe that made me really uncomfortable because not only was it like a really nasty, condescending vibe, but like there is just this feeling with Kyle that he just seems to be really
racist trash. He seems racist, like racist trash. Seems like that's what he seems
a
like.
A person, you know, of color is asking him to do something, and he has a really aggressive reaction against it. And honestly, everything before about, like, oh, you know, Nathan's the kind of person who's bitching all the time, da 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 da, like that, he reads that into Nathan when Nathan's not showing signs of that. Like, that is the whole point of why we say these things and why this guy is such a piece of shit, trash, garbage human being.
Yeah. Yeah, he's terrible. So Casey's like, I think the guys are like farting. And Oriana says, well, it's just a bunch of like single, like horny guys trying to like find out who they are. I mean, come on. And Kyle is saying, yeah, you know what? I think from the start, Nathan has just been trying to antagonize me. And, you know, being from Texas, it's just like, it teaches you when the odds are against you, you just fight and cowboy up. Like, don't blame us on that. Like, don't blame us for that. You know, you're just a fucking asshole, and you'd be in trouble for that shit in Texas, too.
Fuck. That's right. And honestly, like, Nathan has not been antagonizing you because the fact that you are perceiving what he does as antagonizing says everything. And also, what are you saying when the odds are against you? You literally are the one with most experience who is like on a track to be promoted by Lewis. And you're saying the odds are, what odds are against you? What odds
you
are
have
against
to flush
you?
The toilet.
That's, I mean, not,
my God.
Yeah, that's like literally it.
You poor fucking guy. You poor stealing fucking poor fucking guy. Yeah. So he's like, yeah, he just got cowboy up. Flush the toilet.
Cowboys would flush too. A real cowboy flushes the toilet.
We flush our toilets in Texas, people. Okay. So then the chef is like, well, I'm going to leave for some boat provisioning. So if you need me, call me if there's an avalanche of marble dough flatteners. Just give me a ring. I'll be right back.
You know, I taught myself how to cook. Yes, of course I did. I'm fabulous. Can't you tell? I did a 3-month intensive in Ireland. I said, if I can learn how to cook in Ireland, I can cook anywhere. And whenever I tell people that, they're like, Ireland, did you learn how to cook potatoes? And I'm like, no, you idiot. But of course, that is mainly what I did cook. Yes, it is true. But I learned.
No, that's not to say that I don't cook a mean potato.
I cook a very good potato, and I can also do a jig while doing it too. But that's not the point. I've also learned how to cook many things like haddock and salmon and mainly potatoes, but still.
I learned feeding people is my love language. You know, sprinkle some goodness on it. So she goes shopping in town, and Kyle is talking to Kate. Oh, God. Okay, so Casey's in the laundry room, and Kyle comes in like, hey, morning, how you feeling? And she's like, are you hungover? And he's like, yeah, I am 23. I'm not ever hungover. All right, baby?
Well, you had a lot to drink, and so I'd be worried. And so he's like, oh, you're putting your walls up now? Because I always have my walls up.
Yeah, the walls have always been up. Why are you acting like she's been all over you, dude? You don't have something going on with this girl, okay?
Yeah.
So she's like, yeah, I always have my walls up. And he goes, yeah, I know. Fucking women and their walls.
Women don't understand a good thing when it comes to them or comes on them. So Nathan is like, everyone's
women
cleaning.
Who had to build roofs, there'd be fucking apartment complexes around me. There'd been so many walls put up.
It's like that old Kathy Dennis song, Too Many Walls. Yeah, that's right. I know the song. So Nathan is like, Nathan's basically like, he doesn't want to be upset. And so he wants to squash it. And so he feels like, but he knows that if he talks to Lewis, Lewis is going to be like, oh, it's okay. Don't worry about it. Da 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 da. And he says, Lewis and Kyle, it seems like he's an ass sucker to him, which I liked. I like the idea of an ass sucker, not just a kisser, but Kyle's actually sucking Lewis's ass. So he's going to figure out what to do.
Yeah. So then it cuts to Kyle going, this towel is drier than a camel's twat. So then Faye calls an interior meeting, and in the meantime, Kyle is talking to Lewis, and he's like, hey, you don't even need sunglasses in Norway, bro. And Lewis is like, well, I need them. I need them on my face. And he goes, oh, yeah, I want a lot of things on my face, bro, and they ain't sunglasses. That's right.
God, of course, I am like, talking about a chemical peel.
Right. They have just a wealth of stupidity from this person. I mean, he's a font of stupidity.
Truly.
Jeez. And
so, oh, hey, my mom just texted me, BT Dubs. This is not about a celebrity who died. My mom said the Senate just passed a landmark bill, Dems plus 12 Republicans, to safeguard same-sex marriage. Well, howdy-doody. Thanks, Mom.
Well, unfortunately, thanks. That's not really what that bill does. Doesn't it still make it legal? Oh, God, let's not get into this.
I thought I was sharing good news. I'm pretty sure
we're still screwed from what I've read about that bill.
She also says, God, I love that million-dollar renovation show on HGTV.
Yeah, thank what a you. Nice Don't drag man. Me. Don't drag me into politics.
Anywho.
I read that bill was something like it. They word it that way, but it still makes it legal for states to outlaw it completely if they want to. And I don't know. I'll read more.
I apologize. I thought I was bringing like happy. I felt like I was bringing an antidote to all this Kyle discussion. I was like, well, guess what? And I felt like I was bringing some light into this, but all I did was really bring politics, and no one wants that.
Nobody wants that, especially from us, because we don't really know. You know, I'm like, I think I'm supposed to be mad about this, but I'm not really sure yet.
Wait, now I just read this. Turkeys can now run for president. What about, I'm sorry. That was an article about how to defrost a turkey. By the way, Ronnie, off topic, but this is actually really bothering me. I'm having a Friendsgiving on Saturday, and I bought a butterball turkey, a frozen one, on Monday, and it is still rock hard, and I need it to be thawed by Friday so I can start putting the salt on it and stuff. Is it going to be, do you think it's going to be defrosted by Friday? I'm really concerned.
Just take it out of the fridge on Thursday night.
Is that okay? Is that safe to do?
I don't know. I figure you cook all the bad off it. All right. I'm just a yee-yee kind of vibe.
Anyway, this has been 5 minutes of misinformation with Ben and Ronnie.
People are exploding their turkeys and fryers and like setting up gay marriages in Alabama.
I married one male turkey to another male turkey and cooked them frozen in an oil fryer. So anyway, it's a Fae meeting. We're meeting the Fae. So the level of this charter was pretty easy because of the guests. And, you know, admittedly, there were a few rolling pins that fell out of nowhere, but you know, that's okay. But it's not going to be like that going forward. Going forward, we anticipate cast iron skillets and perhaps a cutting board. So please, helmets at all time, girls.
We need to step up the professionalism here, girls. And Ariana's like, okay, well, sure. Well, I'm still trying to figure out what to do and what to prioritize. And, I mean, like, for example, the laundry suit needs to stay down there in the laundry as opposed to, like, running up and down to help with service kind of a thing, because that might be something to talk about. Like, she's coming with this weird, like, wow.
Teacher's pet kind of energy, but and like face, also, like,
yeah. I'm not
teacher's
really
pet, but also like I can also be a better teacher than like the pet is actually the better teacher energy too.
Right, like I'm the pet, but I'm going to take your job. And so Faye's like, well, yeah, but you're going to have to come up and down, aren't you? From the laundry, you know, that's just how it works. And Casey's like, yeah, like, that's how I've always done it. And Faye's like, I don't know why Oriana's sitting here asserting herself. And she's like sick and stew. I've been stew long enough to know that every trick in the book, and I thought it was pretty clear when I gave single stripe epaulets that her and Casey are equal until proven different.
All right, well, I have a question then. So, like, if I'm downstairs doing laundry, but I'm on my stilts, am I sort of upstairs, too? Because, it's like, I can be pretty tall.
And Oriana's like, well, okay, well, thank you for keeping us on our toes. Thanks. She's like, well, the key to being faster and more efficient is being more organized. At the end of the day, I would split up, zone out, crack on. Carry on, then. You see, now, let us you see Oriana on. Just like trying to add that all up in her head. Like, what?
Zip up,
zone out, crack on, carry on then.
I feel like Faye at any moment is going to say, now let's do our lessons. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. Like, I feel like she's going to start teaching them how to sing like basic songs.
The hills are alive with the sounds of the music.
Oh, a rolling pin fell on the hill.
Just kill all of the Von Trapp children. All of the Von Trapp children with the rolling pin.
I think their name should have been not Von Trapp, but Von Shut Your Trap. I'm trying to cook here.
The Von Splat children.
Von Stupid. It's not even a play on words. It's just how I feel.
So they do like one of those fist pile things. We're like, oh, yes, geez, yes, what are we doing? Putting our hands on top of each other. That's disgusting, but all right, do what you're going to do. Okay, well, we did that. Now, someone please go downstairs. Oh, come upstairs, please. Sorry, Oriana. It's like, no.
So now it's time for provisions. Provisions on top of the provisions that Jess is already doing. And by the way, I would have liked more time with Jess and her like little basket going to local Norwegian supermarkets. Like, give me 30 minutes of that. I will just be there. So then the deckhands are getting provisions out of like a container that's like on the side of the street. And Mike's like, this is where working on container ships comes in handy. And they're like, great story, Mike. Come on, grab the Martinellis.
I've got a better one. Kyle goes, woohoo, I just farted in there, god dang it.
So now Nathan is going, he asked to talk with Captain Carey. And he goes up there and he says, you know, I have an issue with my roommate. And this morning the floor was a disaster. The bathroom is always a disaster. And I let him know. And I said, hey, bro, Kyle, you're pissing the toilet again. And from there he just started saying, like, you want to rumble? Come into the bathroom. Do you want to fight me? Do you want to fight me? So Carey's shaking his head like, or knew it all. You know what? Rule of thumb, or as I say, rule of me, I could tell something was awry.
And Nathan's like, yeah, you know, if there's a possibility that I could like switch with somebody else, that would be cool. Because if somebody can just like switch to that moment with me and like jump to that conclusion, like we're going to fight. You know, he's like, I can't be around that. So just switch me if you could. And he's like, yeah. Well, I'm glad you came to me. I won't allow anyone to be threatened by another crew member at all right? I'm going to deal with this swiftly. Thank you for coming to talk to me. Now, that's a dark adventure, but it's an adventure all the same. And I appreciate you leading us on it.
I was already planning on writing up Coyle on his inappropriate behavior in front of the guests in the official adventure logbook of problems. But I'm not going to tolerate bullies. And I'm not going to tolerate anyone who makes someone feel uncomfortable. And I'm not going to tolerate any sexual harassment. And you know what else I won't tolerate? A lack of adventure, which we're having on this episode because of Coyle.
Yeah, I was doubting the captain at this point.
Yeah, I was like, okay.
I'm like, yeah, but you haven't written him up for the inappropriate with the behavior with the guest. You haven't talked to him about the Casey stuff. Right now I'm thinking this is just all talk.
Same. You know? We've been down this path before.
Frankly, I don't know you, sir. Okay? I just don't know you yet. So then Kyle is watching someone on some lady on a paddleboard in a bikini. He's like, god damn, these girls are gorgeous. Can you imagine if we did a charter with all Norwegian girls?
Yeah, you could just go onto a ferry nearby. So Faye is... Downstairs, Faye is like, drop towels. We need to put drop towels down, everyone. Drop towels. Repeat after me. When you see a towel, make sure it's a drop towel. Okay, Ariana, your turn.
So Casey's like, okay. And then Oriana's like, I used to be Casey's boss. I gave her her first job in yachting. I know her weaknesses and who she is as a person. And I don't want Faye to think Casey's better than me.
Well, don't forget, Oriana, the other day you were very poorly. So now Carey summons Lewis, and he's like, well, today Nathan was really upset because Coyle started threatening him with violence, and I feel like he's a threat to the safety of the crew members. And Lewis is like, yes, I'm upset about it. I was going to save him. He is the most experienced and I wanted him to be lead deckhand. And I mentioned to him he has to behave more professionally. It's his to lose. He's consistently crossing the line. I am so upset.
Well, he has the right to defend himself. Are you sure? Because he does have a squeegee rifle. He uses quite not that way. All right? He's got the right to defend himself with words, but these accusations are grounds for instant dismissal. And Lewis flinches because he's like, oh my God, confrontation, confrontation ahead. So Lewis tells us, well, he's definitely not the picture perfect crew member, is he? And then it cuts to Kyle.
Just burping.
Yeah. It was a good one.
But Kyle is experienced enough that I could learn something from him, like how to swallow a jellyfish whole, and I need him on deck. I hope this conversation goes well with Carrie. I hope Kyle can turn this around. I'm like, why is Lewis like such a believer in Kyle? I just don't understand this. I think it's what, honestly, I do think it's what you said before, that I think that Lewis is like, it is that beta alpha thing going on. And I think that he just wants to be a sidekick to someone.
Yeah, he's like, oh my God, don't make me fire the manly man, please. What will he think of me? So he's like, the captain wants to talk to you. So it's like a really long walk to the bridge in silence. And all you can hear is Kyle smacking gum. So the captain sits down with Kyle and he's like, mate, I've had a complaint from a crew about your behavior. And Kyle's like, And he just goes, ugh. He makes like an ugh sound, but his eyes like widen all the way. Like he knows he's fucked.
Yeah, he does. And Carrie's like, apparently there was an altercation between you and Nathan this morning in the cabin. You care to tell the side of your story? And so Kyle's like,
well, my side of the story is I woke up and the first thing I heard is you need to flush the piss out of the toilet. And then I said things like, well, I guess I probably shouldn't have said them.
He's like, what? What did you say?
Yeah. And he goes, and he's like, well, you want a tussle or anything like that? You know, I said, you want a tussle? And Kara's like, well, you know, that's threatening behavior, don't you? He goes, right.
Yeah, that's not acceptable. Your honesty means a lot. And further, I believe you have what it takes to be a great deckhand. And I was like, oh my God, this motherfucker is going to let it go. And then he goes, I want to give you the option of resigning clean. No worries. And there will be no evidence of this in the official log books. Would you like to do that? Because I'd like it to go that way. And I was like, okay, A, yes, applause. Thank you.
Yes.
I couldn't believe it. B, fuck that, not putting in the logbooks. Fire him. Now you're leaving him to go do this shit to other people on another boat. Get rid of him.
Yeah. I was so impressed that he got fired right at that moment. And that Carrie did it in such a way where he made Kyle feel like he had some sort of agency. Like, it was such a slick way to be like, not saying, sorry, we can't have you here anymore. We gotta let you go. He was just like, so I'm going to give you the option to leave. Okay. We invite you to get out of here. You know, and like, just this really like, in a way, it wasn't passive aggressive, but it kind of felt passive aggressive. It sort of had a whiff of it of like, I'm going to give you the option to resign, which is like such a nice way of saying you're fired.
Right, like the discussion isn't even if you're fired, you're fired. But would you like to be fired? How would you like to
do this part?
Yeah, I'm doing you this favor.
I just thought it was so savage. I loved it. I mean, I agree with you. Like, it should have been written up, but I was just so impressed that he just nipped in the bud. It's like, nope, not on my boat.
Yeah, and he's like, well, he tells us, threats of violence, that goes on your record. And someone asks why you're fired, I'm going to tell him. It could seriously hinder any chances of you getting a job. But he made a mistake, and he told the truth, and this one mistake shouldn't affect the rest of his career.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, it's on TV. So maybe,
yeah,
maybe
that's okay. I wonder if he would still feel that way if he actually saw all this stuff. Because, you know, sometimes I have to remind myself, the captain doesn't really see this, you know? So he doesn't see the microaggressions and then the straight up aggressions. And he doesn't see the extent of the, you know, like kissing in the, trying to kiss somebody when they don't want it in a cave in front of the guests. Or just his general, how he acts around the guests or when he's out, you know?
Yeah. Maybe there was a part of Carrie that was like, well, I'm not going to write it in the logbook, but it's all on camera. So, like, the record is out there. So he's like, I'll just leave it. I'm not going to go nuts on this. But then he's like, all right, well, Lewis will take you down to your room and there'll be a car waiting to take you to a hotel tomorrow. Then we're going to fly you home. And then on that flight, we're going to offer you some complimentary food. And just when you're about to eat it, we're going to take it away from you. And then we're going to spill a cocktail on your lap a little bit. And then when you land in New York, we're probably just going to throw an egg at your head. So enjoy.
So goodbye. And Kyle's like, well, no worries. Have a good one, I guess. You know, he walks out like completely shell-shocked. And he tells us, I'm super fun. I feel like the captain should have had like a 3-strike rule or something. You know, it was one altercation with a bunkmate because I didn't flush my fish or whatever. No, that you even see it like that. I wish he could bring you back in and fucking fire you proper.
And then he goes, I mean, if it's yellow, it's mellow. And I've always stuck to that rule. It's like, okay, you, so really?
You are on a yacht. You are not walking on the Appalachian Trail, okay? We're crying out loud, okay?
It's mellow.
Okay, good. That rule does not apply when you are living with people on a luxury yacht and you're cramped quarters and you got to keep things nice, okay? So he's like, I've always kept to that rule. But you know what? You create fate. So after all these trials and tribulations, I've come to the conclusion that I may be the source of the problem. But then again, I was just being myself. So I can't be mad at that. I'm like, no, you should be mad at that. Because you are being yourself and you don't see it as any reason to change. So
be a better self. Be a better self. Be a better self. I hate that. I'm just being myself. Yes, and yourself needs to be better. Sure.
Yes. Exactly. People just always say that as if that's like the, you know, I don't know. Did you ever wind up seeing Bros with Billy Eichner?
No.
Remember there was a movie called Bros?
I was like, what are you talking about?
No, but that was like the whole vibe of that movie was Billy Eichner being like, I just need to be myself. They're like, I'm just being myself. Why can't it? It's like, your self is terrible in this movie. Like, be a better person, you know? And I just don't understand why people love saying, I'm just being myself. I think it's good to be authentic to yourself, but also know that, like, you are probably flawed, me included. And so just, like, being steadfastly behind being yourself is sometimes not always a good thing.
If I was only myself, I would have been in prison years ago, okay? Sometimes yourself needs to be curbed. So
if I were being myself, you know, like, I would be full on Quasimodo by now, okay? Because myself wants to have a hunchback, and I'm fighting it. I am fighting it. God damn it!
So everybody is kind of watching him go. No one really knows what to say. And Lewis, a little gossip, is like, "Faye, can you guess what's going on?" And she's like, "He's leaving." He goes, "Yeah, there's a problem with him and Nathan." And Lewis is on my nerves too. My God, this fucking guy. Like, that's what you're going to do. Go around and make it sound like, oh, he got in a fight with Nathan, so now he's gone. No, he's an unprofessional fucking asshole, and he got fired.
Yeah, exactly. Weirdo. I was, like, really rooting for Lewis in the beginning. You know, I felt like, oh, this is nice. It's going to be a guy who is not going to be a dickhead and who's going to, like, lead calmly. But I do feel like he's kind of a snake. I don't think that he should have even mentioned that Nathan was part of this. Because, by the way, Nathan did not ask for this guy to be fired. Nathan just asked to have a room change, which is actually like a very, I feel like a very rational and like normal request when you're having an issue. And so I hate that Lewis is saying this stuff because I feel like he's poisoning the well against Nathan.
Yeah. So Kyle just kind of passes people without saying bye or whatever. And Lewis is like, well, I'm upset about Kyle's quote-unquote resignation, and I don't want to go into the second charter with the man down. If he came to me, we could have sorted things out a little easier. No, if he came to you, it would have happened like the first time you had to talk to Kyle, which was you being like, I'm going to give you a raise. Just behave yourself. I'm about to make you the boss of the whole fucking boat, Lewis. You've already proved yourself useless in that department. So he did the absolute right thing in not going to you because he knew you were weak and would do nothing and had your head up the alpha's ass. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. So then Jess walks up to Faye and goes, hello, sunshine. That was facetious. You're the opposite of sunshine. You're a stormy cloud. You're sad weather right now. You're a hailstorm. Anyway, glad I had this moment. Oh, is something actually happening here?
Yeah, Kyle is leaving.
Oh.
A floaty Kyle? In the toilet?
No, the boat.
So, like, do not first go, do not collect $200 kind of leaving. She's like, yes, I think he was getting a bit leery last night, and I'm putting two and two together. And she's like, well, did something happen with Lewis and Kyle? Maybe Kyle came home and got a little rowdy or something. Or did something.
Yes, you and idiot. She's what, like, do you, yeah. What do you think got a little rowdy implies, you idiot?
She's like, well, in yachting, there are youngsters that come in guns a-blazing, and they have too much to drink and then face plant.
I often find it to be quite hilarious, to be fair, but I've been told by the producers that this is a sad moment, so here I am, my sad face.
She's not giving any of that, and I love it. She's not even going to play that game. So Lewis comes up to them, and Jess is like, so, Kyle's leaving us? And he goes, yeah, Kyle's leaving now. And she's like, so he cooked his goose the first night. Well, just be friendly and say goodbye. She's like, yes, of course. You're going to be a man down. Is this wise? Well, it's not my decision. Please just go bid farewell. Well, I did know he was going to be there for a good time, not a long time. Who's going to teach us all how to line dance?
Again, that sarcasm. I don't care about that American style of moving your feet. Line dancing, ridiculous.
I love that she's just like a mocking.
She doesn't give a fuck. I love her. You know, honestly, I feel like when I see her, I feel like she does look sort of like a version of Kate Chastain. And I feel like she carries Kate's energy too. So I'm just like so happy that like that lined up like that.
So funny. So Lewis is now going to tell Oriana. He's like, well, did you hear what happened? Well, he's gone. He's leaving. So when you see him, say goodbye.
What?
What are you, his mom?
What the fuck? Yeah. Why do we have to say goodbye? Why does everyone have to say goodbye to Kyle?
Yes. Okay?
Just let him go.
So Kyle's like packing and Oriana goes to his room. She's like, I hear you're heading out. I'm sorry I couldn't get to know you more. God, you really never saw me with double stilts on my arms. Jeez.
You never really got to see me move with lute music. Oh, it's such a great experience. So then Mike is like, oh, you're leaving? I mean, I don't think I can do this without you. Not going to lie. I mean, you were a real help. I mean, kind of a jackass, but it's weird. It's not. I'm not for everybody.
He's like, yeah, he bothered me with the ego, but like having one man less going into the second charter, not good. Especially when the ones that are here
have only worked on cruises. Dun dun dun.
So then Jess is like, oh well, I guess I should say this to your face so I don't look like such an asshole on television. But cowboy, we're sad that you're not going to be here to teach us to line dance. Thank you so much for entertaining us and being a laugh a minute. It's like, oh, ouch. God, just kick him in the nuts on the way out, lady.
I'm going to go into town and see if there's anyone who can show me how to stack pebbles, an equally useless hobby.
So then Kyle's like, well, it's been real, it's been fun. It's been real. It hadn't been real fun. Lewis is like, I still don't know what you're talking about, but God damn it, I'm in love with you. Good luck to you, mate.
Well, for a kid from Texas to even make this far to Norway, I mean, I've never had a stable lifestyle, pun intended, because my mom did steal a horse from a stable, but always moving around and stuff, like going to keep defying the odds and keep doing what I'm going to do. I'm going out with my head high, my cowboy hat high, and wherever the wind blows, that's where I'm going. Rockstar lifestyle, even though I said I'm a cowboy. Am I a cowboy or am I a rocker? Which one am I? I don't know, and you'll never know. How you like that?
Yeah, look at me, just proving everybody wrong. Rockstar lifestyle, girls on the side of the road, bus, yee-haw. I'm like, okay, just go away. And I love I'm going to keep defining the odds, first of all. I'm going to keep defining the odds and proving people wrong. I was like, you just got fired on like your second day. What are you defining, sir? Go.
I know.
You're lucky they didn't have you on a fucking donkey going up the side of a mountain like that kid who got fired by Captain Lee that time.
I think it was Danny on the first Below Deck med where they put him on that.
That donkey and sent him
up to like Santorini or something. It was so bizarre.
You had to climb.
And then I saw that guy at a Mendocino Farms and I thought, wow, what a journey this guy's been on.
Oh my God.
Anyway, funny times. Thanks everyone for listening. We're going to be back tomorrow with some Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. So stay tuned for that and we'll catch you on the next one. Bye everyone.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't No Thing Like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Dana C, Dana Do. She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Itchels.
Aaron McNicholas,
she don't miss no trickolas.
Ava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
You're never alone with Lacey Monteleone.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino. Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg. Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
The Bay Area Betches. bitches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Always the wiser, it's Allison Weisler.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Better do what she says, it's Elva Enriquez.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Undo your fasteners, it's Erin Kastner.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
We will, Joanna Rockland, you.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
She's a good hobby, it's Lauren Hobgood.
We want to hang with Liz Lang. The incredible edible Matthew sisters. Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony. Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kutar. We love you guys.